same thing.
Mitigated truth every time, family. I am your gracious host, Pimp Black, person in the making progress, family. And I'm going to do that with this melanated hue. I want you, do me a favor. Give a round of applause for you. Give a round of applause for the ancestors, man. They ain't allowing us to see another day, a day we've never seen before, and I'm sure a day we'll never get to see again. And this time, give yourself a round of applause. Just for being who you are, man. You know, it's been a long, hard road. It's 2020. It is October the 9th, right? That's what it is. You know what I mean? October the 8th, 2020. You know what I'm saying? We done made these few months. How the pandemic been treating y'all so far? It's been some shit on this end, family. I got to tell you. It's been real on this end, man. You know, and just trying to adjust, you know, and you know, me and being myself, you know, my skill by trade, you know, being in the hospitality field. Of course, we already know that was the, I guess you can say, work field that was really impacted by, you know, the pandemic. So, you know. And, you know, having particular positions and leadership role in the hospitality field, you know, it's definitely a different hit, you know, and being affected by it and then, you know, seeing others, you know, up under you, you know, that might, you know, even be considered, you know, so to speak, less fortunate, you know, trying to make it through and going through this. However, Donald Trump and friends and Pelosi and friends, they've been trying to do their thing, you know what I mean? You know, dropping off, you know, the little unemployment dollars and aid packets and assistance and whatever, you know, all they're doing, you know, trying to, you know, make sure people can kind of sustain through these brand new times. Because these are brand new times, family. None of this shit, nothing we've been through before. So, you gotta, that's one thing we always have to take into consideration, I think, especially when we're judging. People on their actions in these times, and you know, things that they're doing, man. This is new territory for all of us. You know what I mean? This is brand new territory for everybody. You know, we all in this shit. We're in this shit together. Fact. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and trying to make it through it, man. The best of our ability. And you know, the coronavirus has definitely affected, you know, so many, obviously, you know, with the almost 7.6 million cases in the United States and 210,000 or so that, you know, have passed away due to the coronavirus. And these are real numbers, man. You're talking about not even a year yet. You know, I think what they said early, President Trump supposedly got information about, you know, the virus on January the 28th, and, you know, it's not even January yet, and, you know, again, man, 210,000 gone, 7.5 million cases, and we don't know how many of those cases, you know, have been cured or whatever, but that's a big number. Still, it's still a big number yet, and still. So, yeah, man, you know, and trying to deal with that. So, and of course, you know, like many other parents out there, the fucking virtual schooling, this shit here, my nigga, whoever got a bill, you know what I mean, a plan for virtual schooling to totally end this shit or figure out a way that they can come up with a lesson plan where us parents don't have to get involved, because it's like we're doing the fucking work. I can use that time, you know what I mean? I try to utilize the time a lot of you know people know that they know a lot, you know, by, you know, with my youngest daughter and my youngest boy, every day, you know what I mean, and try to deal with that. But if there was a way, if Trump got a bill, if Kamala or Pence got a bill that can totally eliminate parents out of the virtual learning system, we want to be a part, but I'd rather assist afterwards because this shit's turning into work for me. You feel what I'm saying? And that ain't what we're trying to do. That ain't what we're trying to do. So whoever got, you got my vote. And I don't pay attention to a lot of all of that shit. So you got my vote. Whoever got a plan for that, I'm with you. Stand behind them. You know what I mean? Let's stand up and be counted on the wiping out virtual learning. You know what I'm saying? We gonna end virtual learning, bro. Straight up, right, man. So, yeah, man. I did some shit I wanted to goddamn talk about, right? So you know what? I'm a nice guy. Let's go. I'm sitting here. Kicking around. Chicago just beat the New England. I mean, not New England. See, I want to say New England because I'm so used to Tom fucking Brady. He's just a staple, you know, with the New England Patriots. So this shit's still taking some getting used to for me. Thursday night football, which is Chicago Bears against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Damn, man, the shit was like almost like one of those exciting ass high school games. You remember them shit? In which I've been in Atlanta, cause you know my youngest son, you know, quarterback for a particular high school team that I can't name right now because, you know, this is live. You feel me? So I'm going to get my share of a lot of those. Tom Brady, man, it's frustration. It's a different machine. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know what I mean, he's almost like he's being almost forced to prove his worth. His worth, if you will. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if I'm about old, he's tired, he took Gronk down there with him. But that shit ain't, you know what I mean, it's too good. You know, they don't really have a good record. That's what you expect, you know what I mean? Not really that excitement. It's almost like, you know, when Joy went to the Wizards. It's like, man, you great, but yeah, like we know this shit is the end. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's where kind of what's going on like, with him, you know. And with those guys. Now, NBA Finals, Game 5, you know, LeBron and the Lakers had them motherfuckers down, man, 2-1. And they done, you know, been balling on their ass, you know what I'm saying? Now it's looking like it ain't going to be that, you know, easy of a game. Well, they had them down 2-0, actually, and Miami came in their third game and had a phenomenal game. But Game 4 is where the challenge end up lying for him. You know what I'm saying? Hello, family. Give me 1 second, and we're going to get to the smoke right quick. So, hold on. Let me get y'all right. I ain't going to do you like that. Yeah, so give me 1 second, family. I'll be right back.
As the world keep turning on me, pressure on me, so I keep this Midwestern closely while the world keeps turning on me. Yeah. As the world keep turning on me, and the earth keep burning slowly, a lot of pressure on me, so I keep this Midwestern closely while the world keep turning on me. As the world keep turning on me, like night to day, straight to gay. Niggas change on me like every day, but I keep my head up high. And sometimes I might take a puff of the blunt to get a high. To a bitch just to keep between the thighs. And if it go any further, why you get shot between your eyes? Come on, mother, then come down to a head. Yeah, I rob you, public enemy number one. All you gotta do is say the word and get it done. Taking you on Jerry Springer, beat your ass a bunch. Standing on the block, I'm trying to move 100 meters, son. Trying to start Armageddon, son. Trying to be the hottest nigga under the sun. Trying to shoot guns bigger than Big Pun. Shoot one in the aisle, now they on the run. Yeah.
As the world keep turning on me, and the earth keep burning slowly, a lot of pressure on me, so I keep this Midwestern closely while the world keep turning on me. Yeah. As the world keep turning on me, and the earth keep burning slowly, a lot of pressure on me, so I keep this Midwestern closely while the world keep turning on me.
Yo. As the world keep turning, blunts I keep burning, doing all in my power to stop me from struggling. Cause plenty of days I had no grubbing, had me hustling, moms bitching, pops bustling. I can't lie, I was a knuckleheaded youngin' who stayed in some shit, rubber busting and tussling. I done fucked chicks, started war with they husbands, but I'm still here though, how I feel, fuck them. They ain't stopping me though, they wanna pop my T. Learn my game from OG, so you know I'm on P. O-Y-N-T at all times, capable of turning club scenes like. But I'd rather chill, play the low, stay on the grind. Creep on niggas quick if they cross the line. Patience killing me, though I know it takes time. But I'm holding my composure, the shit unwind and pop off.
As the world keep turning on me, and the earth keep burning slowly, a lot of pressure on me, so I keep this Midwestern closely while the world keep turning on me. Yeah. As the world keep turning on me, and the earth keep burning slowly, a lot of pressure on me, so I keep this Midwestern closely while the world keep turning on me.
Every day is a hard day, I guess when you're dealing that hard day. It never is enough when I'm doing it y'all way. Picture me at fast food, working for small pay. I'd rather hit the register and get out y'all way. Shit could $50 a day, it's nothing I can make it in a half an hour. All from the hustling, counting in the shower cause the block had you must be. And a pistol in the shower cause a nigga ain't for trusting. Something gotta shake cause heaven getting big like he ate. And my favorite girl scraping the plate, the rent due. And if I wait another day, you stay. And Georgia Power say the lights need to generate. That lady black got me thinking about matrimony. How can I think about a wedding when the jack is on me? It's like I think about a future but the past a homie. Click clack as the world keep turning on me.
Yeah, as the world keep turning on me, and the earth keep burning slowly, a lot of pressure on me, so I keep this Midwestern closely while the world keep turning on me. Yeah, as the world keep turning on me, and the earth keep burning slowly, a lot of pressure on me, so I keep this Midwestern closely while the world.
World keep burning on me, and the world keep turning on me. Let's say as the world turns, man, off that Welcome to Black World, Volume 1. You can go check that out right now on spinrilla.com/pimpblackworld. Matter of fact, you know what we playing for? I'm going to go ahead and drop that everywhere because y'all know October the 20th. Lock these dates down. Lock the date down. 10-20-2020. 10-20-2020, Welcome to Black World Volume 2 will be available on all streaming platforms everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Deezer, fucking Five, all wherever you stream your music at, it will be available, SoundCloud, you know what I mean, all the above, 10-20-2020, Welcome to Black World Volume Dose, man, you know what I mean, and already in position, getting the lab, getting volume 3 done, as well as master series soundtrack, along with, you know, the filming aspect, Blackadelic Entertainment, Salute Cartier Vision Production, master series, and well, there's some more things, man. I got a couple more episodes, Monologue Monday is coming at y'all, a couple more scenes and skits and things that we're trying to work on over here. So, yeah, man. Hey, YouTube family, hit that like, hit that subscribe button, hit the notification bell so you can stay hip to the algorithms. Anchor FM family, Breaker, Google Play, Spotcast, wherever you're listening to this at, Radio Public, Overcast, fucking Pocket Cast, Breaker, I said Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, Google Podcast, wherever you listen to this at. Salute each and every last one of y'all. Share this. Follow, subscribe. Hit all that, man, and help us out. Future Man bring more heat and episodes to you. You know what I mean? And that's how we doing it, family. But get with. I'm speaking. I say I'm speaking, goddammit. You know what? So, last night was the presidential debate. Vice presidential debate, if you will. My thoughts. The shit was trash nonetheless. It was, if I could be so grand as to quote CNN's Dana Bash, it was shit show. Part two. Mainly for the reason being, man, you know, like, a lot of us, a lot of people, and a lot of y'all ain't gonna like this, but you know me, it is what it is, right? You know, we've been on this Kamala Harris, y'all been riding this lady coattail, man, and you know, really just up on her and shit, like, she just this savior and everything. And the lady got so much dirt and shit. You know what? We're not doing this. Salute to Valerie Dixon. The Valerie Dixon podcast. Her show was she, and then I'm going to try to judge Joe Brown really going in on Kamala Harris, man. But see, y'all, a lot of y'all think that's y'all, you know, y'all, we got to pick. You know, a lot of us got to pick. Hold on, where is that? Hey, this is it.
Kamala Harris group.
All right. Again, this is Judge Joe Brown on the Valerie Dixon's podcast. And he's, going too fast. And you know, they're, you know, pretty much discussing Queen Kamala Harris, man. You know, so y'all get it in. Y'all listen to it, check it out, and let
politics,
me know what you think.
Many voters may be waiting to hear more from Harris before making up their minds. Yes, you're back. Judge Joe Brown Show, Valerie Denise Jones, ValerieDeniseJones.com, 929-477-1167. And like the audio was suggested, we're trying to put you in a better position to make the right decision, using the right information. So this time, I'd like to open up the mic. 323-646, you're in the house. Jeff's in the house.
And I said, yeah, wait a minute. Probably I did say Valerie Dixon, so you're right. Thank y'all for the correction in that. It's Valerie Denise Jones. Y'all follow Valerie Denise Jones. Salute to her for the credit.
Kamala Harris from the state.
Y'all Kamala now. This y'all Kamala.
Went from kindergarten through law school there. I transplanted to Tennessee, and then about 20 years ago, I moved back when I got this show I did for 15 years. Now I'm back in Tennessee. I saw Kamala Harris through her career. Kamala Harris is an interesting kind of animal. She's a chameleon. She changes her color based on the background she finds herself set against. But I'd like to call attention to something that is exemplary of what you might expect. There is a bank known as One West Bank, and they were located in California, and they have been accused of defrauding thousands of people out of a lot of money with mortgage scams. Now, the CEO of One West was an individual named Stephen Mnuchin. There were
Stephen Mnuchin
violations against him that should have been prosecuted by the California State Attorney General's office. Ms. Kamala Harris occupied that position during the time and pendency of these violations. Did she prosecute? Well, it developed that Steve Mnuchin donated more than $10,000 to her, or raised that much, when she was campaigning for state attorney general and also for the U.S. Senate campaigns. Now, this is more than $10,000 he raised for Kamala Harris.
Now, again, Steve Mnuchin is not working for Trump.
And should have prosecuted him for
very important
more than 5,000 violations, which were on the books in 2013. So did she prosecute him? Not only did she not prosecute him, she blocked local district attorney's offices from prosecuting him. And she blocked more than 5,000 potential prosecutions. This is a person that raised more than $10,000 for her Senate and state attorney general campaigns. All right? A major investor of One West was George Soros. George Soros funneled more than $16 million to Harris allied organizations. That was through one of Harris's former aides, Lenore Anderson. Now, George Soros maxed out his allowable Senate contributions to Kamala Harris, and he's now sponsoring and backing her for a run for President of the United States. Now, when you get into analyzing it, it looks like outright corruption, and this is a person that is running for president. That is not good. When she was still in her 20s, Willie Brown, a mayor of some question of San Francisco, was a long married man, but his acknowledged mistress was Kamala Harris. And through her sexual liaison, alleged sexual liaison, with, I'll say alleged since I'm a judge, or retired one anyway, with Willie Brown, she got her first governmental position when he got her an appointment as a commissioner of sorts. And her track record is filled with these interesting liaisons, and it's surprising, according to some people, that she hasn't basically swapped about a hashtag MeToo situation of getting used sexually in return for promises of career advancement. But one might accuse her of being a gold digger and taking advantage of what sometimes can be done for her own advancement. In other words, she's not a hashtag me tooer because she was successful in getting what she wanted. She is another one of these people who, like Barack Obama, really has no black American connection. Barack Obama's mother was an American citizen, so wherever he was born, and there is...
And this is some shit I be saying all the time. Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, these motherfuckers, they not like you. They're a different kind of black. You got, they're different shades in this mother, in this country. You know what I'm saying? You got black people, you got niggas, you got African Americans, and then you got these bourgeois motherfuckers, which I go ahead and put them in the African American category, since they want to play that. or black. Kamala might even be black. You know what I mean? By black, I mean they just, she's considered a colored person. You know what I'm saying? Her dad is half Jamaican, half Canadian. Her mother was a fucking East Indian. There's no connection in her family with the black struggle. You know, like the judge gonna go on and say, no one in her family, grandparents, anything like that, was involved in the civil rights movement. They didn't experience none of the slavery, segregation, Jim Crow Act, none of this shit. Same as Barack. You know what I'm saying? He said dad's Kenyan, his mother is Hawaiian. Offshore of the United States, a fucking annexed state, if you will. You know what I'm saying? He went to school and had a bet and had the model life. You know what I'm saying? He had life of a fucking foreigner. Just being real. So these people, they have no connection with the black struggle, as most of us, you know, like to profess that they do.
He was an American citizen, but his father was Kenyan. So it develops that Barack Obama had no black American ancestors. There was nobody who went through segregation, nobody who went through Jim Crow, nobody who went through Reconstruction, nobody who went through a period of slavery in his family. And that is the same situation with Kamala Harris. She is not really one of us. Father was half Jamaican and half white Canadian. Her mother was from India, a Hindu, I believe. That's why they say half East Asian and half black. Well, not quite half black. So she was born in San Francisco at a time period when Frisco was really deep into its protest thing, free love, anti-war, and all sorts of other things. But she grew up in Canada and did not return to the United States, specifically to the Bay Area, until she was in college. And she did not grow up in the United States, and she has no black American ancestors who went through segregation, Jim Crow, Reconstruction, and slavery. I'm not down in charisma, but her father was half white, half Jamaican.
Fact. And the way around, you can't sugarcoat the truth.
That's not one hell of a big connection with us. We call that a person of color. And it looks like some people are so hot on getting a woman for president that they will do anything they can to push somebody. They did not succeed with Hillary Clinton because a lot of black people just frankly weren't going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Right.
But they're trying to push her, and they have started very, very early trying to make her look like she is the anointed and the chosen one. Her record is not good.
So just recapping what we know so far. Kamala Harris might be, she allegedly, you know, slept her way, you know, to the top in the positions that she has. She has put more black people behind bars than said Donald Trump administration, and she's proud of her record as a prosecutor. Matter of fact, hold on, let me let Judge keep going. He's going to tell a story.
She's approaching 50 years of age to have done a lot for black people. I will tell you, as someone who has been in the criminal justice system for almost as long as she's been alive, you have a lot of opportunities when you are a district attorney general. You have a lot of opportunities when you are the attorney general for the state of California. She took none of those opportunities to do anything to advance black causes. And as a matter of fact, took more time prancing around in police raid jackets and bragging about how tough she was on crime,
you know what I'm saying?
How many blacks she had locked up. She lamented that some of the illegal alien mothers had been separated from their children. We're talking maybe 1,200 people here. But she personally saw to it that seven or eight times as many black children were separated from some 3,000 or so black mothers who she prosecuted under a truancy thing that she started in the Bay Area.
Miss,
if your child, I believe the circumstances were, if your child was truant for four or more occasions, you could be arrested. And there was one case involving a woman where she had actually dropped her son off at school, watched him walk into the school, and then the knucklehead looked out the window and saw her drive off, and then he ditched. Well, he'd done this four or so times, so she wound up spending several months in jail. It was a widow, and our children went without her for several months while she was locked up. But see, that's okay when it's us. But then we have a campaign going on, so now she's supposed to be our friend. She was not our friend when she
now, y'all hear this
in
shit.
In terms of the offers she had, and it's got light.
Y'all hear this. Now, again, Kamala developed a truancy law. She developed a truancy law in Cali, in the Bay Area, you know, the district where she was from. You know, and what he was saying is a case again to where your child, you know, absent from school three, four more times, you be held liable. It could be, say, you know, jail time, could be prosecuted. And a particular case happened like that. You know what I'm saying? High school kid, you know, mother, you know, thinking she dropping her son off, taking him straight to school to the door. See him walk in, he look out the window, see mama pull off, he run out the goddamn, out the back door. Mama ended up doing a couple of months in jail because of Kamala's stupid-ass fucking law. And she's proud of this shit. She look at the shit she done as, you know, she got these many criminals and all this shit off the street. Man, fuck Kamala Harris. Fuck Barack Obama. All of them in there with some goddamn coons. They had managers to of a system that further pushes systemic racism, white oppression, and mainly for the cause of white genetic survival. Something we're going to get into in a minute. I'm trying not to rush into that. But a lot of this, everything, the majority of all of this shit y'all see, family, is for white genetic survival. I don't give a fuck who you put up there. They put a black face on a new world order. That's all you see. They did the shit with Barack. It didn't mean nothing. What did he do for black people? Y'all still singing the same shit y'all sung in the 60s. Marching, Tamika Mallory is, she might look at this as an honor, but Tamika Mallory is Angela Davis all over again. You want to be in so bad, my son, fuck it. You can be Huey P. Newton. Y'all got it all over again. But what's the fucking point? Where's the drive without y'all? Like, that's the problem. That's my problem that I have with us. And I know I'm going off the rails again, off topic, but I got to feed my mind. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. That's one of the main problems that I have with a lot of us, man. We do all this marching and protesting and shit, but no plan, no economic plan. That's why we're not a threat to the status quo. That's why we will never conquer white systemic oppression in the United States of America or anywhere else. Because there's not an economic plan after they convict this one cop then with. Y'all keep trying to take all these baby steps. Meanwhile, you got these fucking white supremacist groups. Now, this crazy red sound, don't take none of this shit. Don't take none of this. I'm not condoning any of these actions or anything like that. You know, these guys caught, they should be prosecuted to the furthest extent for the law. Fuck them too. However, you got these, what are they call them? Wolverines or some shit. Whatever superhero or Adam or these niggas want to portray. But they was attempting to make a plan to carry out and overthrow the Michigan government, at least they thought, this stupid-ass fucking plan. You know, they was going to kidnap the Michigan governor. One of these guys, these seven, I think they arrested about seven people, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But I guess, you know, going through, you know, his social media message, they was trying to recruit 200 men that helped them storm the government state building. And they figured out that wasn't, you know, probably wasn't going to be possible. They decided just to go at the governor at home. And the FBI, of course, started this plan. You know what I'm saying? And they said it was some high-tech shit, man. They called it, you know, they was actually, you know, trying to purchase tactical gear and things like that to carry this shit out. But I'm saying this to say, even though, again, it's a dumbass fucking plan, but at least, not at, ain't no at least or nothing like that. I'm trying to dress this shit up, or not really dress it up, but get the point across I'm trying to make. While we sitting here twiddling our fucking thumbs, protesting and marching and making hashtags and t-shirts and all this stupid shit, these motherfuckers are taking actions on plans, be that dumb or smart or not. Whether they're going to succeed or not, they taking action to try to achieve some shit. And that's what the fuck we supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? And that, and it being real, man, since Dr. King, before him, Elijah Muhammad, since Dr. King, I'm going to say Dr. Claude Anderson, man, nobody has an economic plan that can truly liberate our people. On the side of complaining about what the fuck the white man and these motherfuckers, racist cops, and all of this shit doing to us. You know what I'm saying? So well, I suggest, man, like when I get back, when we come back on, we going through the power numbers and we going to dig into this fucking racism shit. You know what I'm saying? We going to dig into this racism shit on why white people will never be able to accept the black race and why we are, I guess you can say, looked at and viewed to the white dominant society the way that we are. We going to get into that, man, and power numbers, a true economic structure plan that can help revitalize, reshape our communities, our people, and, you know, get us on a better life, man, on a better path to achieving something for self. Like every other fucking nationality, ethnic group of people that come to this piece of shit-ass country. There's Asian communities, you got the Indian communities, you got Chinese communities, you even got the Mexican community. But not us. Niggas got hoods, ghettos, whatever the fuck that they provide for us. Still living this colonized society. And we volunteering ourselves for this shit. And on November the 3rd, y'all going right back down there to volunteer yourselves again for the dumb shit. But not I, man. Not I. Anchor FM family, Breaker, Overcast Radio, Public, Blog Talk Radio family, salute to every last one of y'all. Spotify, hit that like. Y'all follow, share this episode. Anything you like, make sure y'all visit the website, blackadelicentertainment.com, blackadelicentertainment.com. For latest things we got going on, again, welcome to Black World 2. Throw that hashtag out there for us, hashtag WTBW2. Hey, man, respect the seal. Y'all stay tuned, man. Other than that, signing out with y'all, man. Salute.